Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that precious and marvelous and wonderful name, the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He is, beloved, the bread of life. I trust you have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. There are many names in the Word of God that are given to the Lord Jesus Christ, and one of them is the light of the world. Last time, you recall, we were talking about this miracle of darkness that came over the land of Egypt, as recorded here in Exodus chapter 10 and verse 23. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. And we mentioned to you that Jesus Christ is the light in this sin-darkened world. John chapter 8 and verse 12, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Yes, beloved, Jesus Christ is the one who illuminates and opens up one's understanding to truth. To believe on the Lord Jesus, to accept Him as Savior, to be born again, results in the Holy Spirit of God moving into our spirit to do the work of salvation, and He illuminates our understanding to the truth of God's Word. 1 Corinthians points out how that a man in his sin is in spiritual darkness. And therefore he cannot understand the truth. He does not know the truth. He is separated from the truth. And I guess it's 2 Corinthians chapter 1. How that a man outside of Jesus Christ does not understand and know the truth. It's hidden to him. And therefore even college professors say that the Bible is a book of myths and a book of fables, and that it's full of contradictions, and nobody can understand it. It's because verse 3 of 2 Corinthians 4 says, But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Oh, yes, beloved, the light of the gospel. You see, when you come to believe in the Lord Jesus, to accept Him as Savior, when you believe the gospel, the good news that Christ died for our sins, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave, the light of God shines into your life through the ministry and work of the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of light, and you begin to understand things that before were hidden to you and you didn't understand. That's why men who have all kinds of degrees can be in spiritual darkness and do not understand the Bible and cannot make any sense out of the Bible because they're spiritually dead in trespasses and in sin. They have not believed in the light of the world. But, oh, beloved, how wonderful to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept Him as Savior, to invite Him to come into your life. And the light of the gospel transforms an individual. So that Jesus said in the book of Matthew, as He was talking to the crowd of people that had gathered, and He gave the Beatitudes, and then He said to those who were believers, Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt hath lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out, to be trodden under foot of men. Speaking of believers and their influence, and in verse 14 he says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Then Jesus said, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. When we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Christ, according to Romans chapter 6 and verse 9, the Spirit of Christ moves into our spirit, and we are given light, spiritual light and spiritual understanding that illuminates our understanding of the truth of God's Word. And so over in Egypt, and during that terrible time of 3 days of darkness that could be felt, there was light in the house of those who believed in the living God and who knew the Lord Almighty. There was light in their house. And so, beloved, it's a beautiful illustration of how we are living in a world that's in darkness, spiritual darkness. And this darkness is manifested all around us. We see people that are in bondage, in spiritual bondage to sin, and they're in spiritual darkness, and they're groping for something that can give them light, something that will satisfy the emptiness of their life. They try drugs, they try alcohol, they try pleasure, they try sports, they try sex, they try all kinds of things in seeking to find something that will fill their life and bring them fulfillment and bring them satisfaction. But these things do not satisfy, beloved. These things do not fill that emptiness. Only Jesus Christ, the light of the world, can bring light into the sin-darkened soul. Only Jesus Christ can eliminate or deliver and set one free from that darkness and remove it and bring the light of truth into one's life. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And Jesus said, I am the truth, John 14:6. He is the truth, beloved. And when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, when you accept Him as Savior, when you invite Him into your life, He transforms and changes your life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things passed away, all things become new, and it becomes new because we were dead in trespasses and in sin spiritually. We're dead to God and alive unto sin. But when we receive Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God moves into our spirit, He applies the blood of Christ. He makes us pure and clean and holy within our spirit, and our life is transformed. Our life is changed, and we are born again by the Holy Spirit of God. Just recently, my daughter-in-law, talking about our second son, Tim, who twice I baptized him because he made professions of faith, but he wasn't born again. His life was not changed, and it wasn't until he was out at sea on a ship in his bunk reading a book that talked about the hidden value of a man, and it opened up his eyes to who he was and what he was. And there in that bunk, he asked the Lord Jesus to come into his heart. And Jesus came in and transformed and changed and made a new person out of him. And my daughter-in-law said, you know, Tim really got saved. He really has become a new person. He's altogether different from what he used to be. It's God's grace and God's glorious salvation that can take a sinner and cleanse him from his sin, make a new creation out of him, and make life something special through his walking in obedience to the Lord, so that people look at him and say, you're not the same fella you used to be. I remember when we first went to the Hawaiian Islands, there was a man that was in the military who had come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. And often when new people would come from the military, well, these individuals were assigned to show them around and help them to get located and help them to get settled in their work there in the military. And so he was assigned to a fellow that he had known years ago when he was living in sin. And this fellow commented and said, you know, you're not the same man that you used to be. Something's happened to you. You're not living the way you used to live. You're not doing the things you used to do. What's happened to you? And he had the opportunity of sharing Jesus with him. Oh, beloved, the Lord Jesus brings light and illuminates an individual's life and makes a person completely different and makes life worth living and fills life to overflowing, so that Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And, beloved, it is more abundant when an individual comes to that place where they see themselves as lost and in sin, separated from God, and they cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, you died for my sin, for every vile, wicked thing I've ever done, that you died and paid the price for my sin there on Calvary, when you shed your life's blood and gave your pure, sinless life to cover and blot out my sin and my iniquity, and to make me righteous and holy and acceptable to the holiness of God. That's what Jesus does when we ask him, Lord, come into my life. Forgive me for my sin. I accept you as my Savior, and I thank you for dying on that old rugged cross, being buried and coming forth from the grave. And now you're alive forevermore, and you offer me life if I'll accept you. Come into my heart. He'll hear that cry, beloved. Till next time, goodbye.